You're listening to Deep Spirituality, and this is Scripture Playlists. Today's topic is Scriptures for a Positive Thought Life. God cares about what we really think, not just about what we do. Instead of filling our minds with negative thoughts that make us feel guilty and distant from God, we can listen to His Word and train ourselves to think the way He does. His thoughts are higher than and completely different from ours. As we let Him influence our thoughts, we will learn to think positively and spiritually about both ourselves and the world around us. Isaiah 55, verse 8 to 9. My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord, and my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Psalm 139, verse 1 to 2. Lord, you have examined me and know all about me. You know when I sit down and when I get up. You know my thoughts before I think them. Hebrews 4, verse 12 to 13. For the word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God. Everything is naked and exposed before His eyes, and He is the one to whom we are accountable. 1 Samuel 16:7. But the Lord said to Samuel, "Don't judge by a man's face or height, for this is not the one. I don't make decisions the way you do. Men judge by outward appearance, but I look at a man's thoughts and intentions." Proverbs 4:23, be careful what you think, because your thoughts run your life. Ephesians 4:23, instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Romans 12:2, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Hebrews 3:12. My friends, watch out. Don't let evil thoughts or doubts make any of you turn from the living God. Colossians 3, verse 15 to 16. Each one of you is part of the body of Christ, and you were chosen to live together in peace. So let the peace that comes from Christ control your thoughts and be grateful. Let the message about Christ completely fill your lives while you use all your wisdom to teach and instruct each other. With thankful hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. Psalm 19:14. Let my words and my thoughts be pleasing to you, Lord, because you are my mighty rock and my protector. Colossians 3:2. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Matthew 5:8. Great blessings belong to those whose thoughts are pure. They will be with God. Matthew 6, verse 31 to 34. So don't worry about these things, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers, but your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and He will give you everything you need. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. Philippians 4, verse 8 to 9. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Keep putting into practice all you learned and received from me, everything you heard from me and saw me doing. Then the God of peace will be with you. This has been Scripture Playlists from Deep Spirituality. You can find all the references for the scriptures we read today in the show notes, including the translations used. If you like what you heard, please leave us a nice review. If you have a topic you'd like to hear, you can email us at podcast@deepspirituality.com.